144 police officers across the country died in the line of duty this year. That grim statistic comes from the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund, and it's an increase over last year. For member station KERA in Dallas, Christopher Connolly reports.
In May, the Dallas Police Department buried its first officer killed on duty this year. Officer Rogelio Santander and his partner were responding to a suspected shoplifter at a Dallas hardware store when the man opened fire. Santander was 27 years old.
He was a great officer, a great, young, motivated officer. I mean, he's exactly what the city of Dallas Hope is out there protecting them every day.
Sergeant Mike Mata is president of the Dallas Police Officers Association. He worked out of the same police station as Santander.
When these deaths happen, they affect every single officer really across the department. And we've had so many lately that it's been very difficult for any of the officers to really have a time to heal.
In 2016, a gunman opened fire at a peaceful protest, killing five Dallas law enforcement officers in one night. This year, less than 3 months after Santander was killed, so was Senior Corporal Jamie Givens. He was a three-decade veteran of the force when he was struck by a drunk driver. Again, Mike Mata.
It's just a dangerous job, plain and simple.
Across the country, 144 law enforcement officers died while on duty in 2018 from fatal shootings, in car or motorcycle collisions, and from job-related diseases like heart attacks and strokes. Steve Greniger is with the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund, which tracks the deaths.
You never know the situation that you're going to respond to. You never know who's making the call for service when the dispatch goes out and you take that call. You oftentimes don't know what is the exact situation I'm walking into.
Greniger says more officers died this year than in 2017. And while that's concerning, he says overall, better equipment, better training, and better medical care have made policing safer than it was in previous decades. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Connolly in Dallas.